It's Big Slick Weekend once again in Kansas City. That's what the focus of the town has been on, and that's what we will talk about today in KC Close Up. Good Sunday morning to you. I'm Brian Truda from the show with Jen and Truda on KC 1021. Would like to welcome you all who are listening this morning, or perhaps you're listening from 94.1 KFKF, or on our Facebook page, or our website, or on our podcast on iTunes, however you get this show, welcome and thank you and good Sunday morning to you. It is the 25th of June, 2017. And as I mentioned, it is Big Slick Weekend in Kansas City. Well, what if you don't know what that means? Big Slick is the name of a charity put together by three of the funniest guys in comedy, who also happen to all be from the Kansas City area. Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live, Rob Riggle from various TV shows and movies, including The Hangover, and Paul Rudd, one of the funniest actors, who's been working now steadily for at least 20 years. Together, those three gentlemen have over the years included celebrity friends, and then over time picked up two more Kansas City natives, Eric Stone Street from TV's Modern Family, and Dave Koechner, who currently appears on CBS's Superior Donuts. All told, they have raised nearly $5 million for Children's Mercy Hospital right here in Kansas City. So KC Close Up today is going to focus on Big Slick to tell you a little bit about what it is. Because what we found when talking to some of these celebrities is that they aren't just excited about coming into town and seeing some of their celebrity friends and going to an auction and having a few beers and cold ones with the people of Kansas City. They actually get something out of helping the kids at Children's Mercy Hospital. And to hear every celebrity that we talked to over the past 2 weeks talk about how meaningful that is to them brings a tear to your eye and definitely pulls a heartstring. It's KC Close Up with Big Slick. We start off with comedian Sam Levine. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, it's all going on. You're so close to Big Slick now, I can taste it.
You're coming here. You should be on your way pretty quick.
I'm coming in, I think, tomorrow. I have no idea what day it is anymore. It's much too early for thinking.
Yeah, oh, we don't fine. Either.
That's all right. You're going to be softball ready? You all set for that?
I'm always ready for softball. You know, I've been running my drills. Mm-hmm. I've been getting some training. I'm very excited. I'm very ready. I think it's going to be a very fun game.
I believe I saw what you're referring to as training with you in a video of Johnny Knoxville. Is that what you mean by training?
Yeah, that's true a few years ago. And here's what happens. If you are going to attempt to stretch, do not do so when that man is anywhere within 1,000 yards of you. Because he will take advantage of the situation.
Wait, I didn't see what happened. Did you get goosed? What happened?
No, I laid down to stretch out my hammies. And Knoxville decides he wants to park himself right on my face.
Well,
there you go.
And you're both back this mm-hmm. weekend, so I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.
You never know with him. He's such a wild card. I don't feel safe around him, and I wish someone would look into that. Can we call the authorities?
I'm sure Gloria Rudd will be all over that. She'll make sure everybody's safe.
I really hope so. She's the best.
You know, I never gave much thought to what the rooming situation is. Do you get your own room, or do you have to share with somebody else?
Like, I am happy to report that we, for the most part, all get our own room.
That's good.
I would not survive the night if I had to room with Knoxville.
You're not bunking up with Stone Street at his parents' house?
No, but I think we should start doing that, quite frankly. That's
yeah.
not a bad idea.
No.
I think whoever got you into the Big Slick should host you at their parents' house. You
know? Ah, then that would be Mr. Rob Riggle.
Riggle, okay. See, there we go. Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
His sister's still here. There you go. You could stay at her place.
Yeah.
Great. All right. You guys set it up. I'll just show up.
We'll make it happen.
Perfect. Sure. Perfect. We can do that.
We had Will Forte on the show a couple of days ago, and he said, and I quote, "It's well acknowledged that I'm the sexiest of the Big Slick guests." Do you agree?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
You agree with that statement?
Yeah, no, it is well acknowledged. I mean, we've all discussed it, and there is no doubt that he is the sexiest of the Big Slick guests. I mean, look at that beard.
Yeah.
You know who's not growing that beard? Vanderbeek.
No.
That's true. And Vanderbeek was very quick to jump on that train as well,
yes.
saying that Will is the sexiest. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no argument. Pencils down. The contest is over. Forte is the sexiest. There are just some things that are the way they are.
And on a slightly more serious note, we've been asking people, like, obviously our guys have the Kansas City connection, the Stone Street, all these guys who are Kansas City natives. You're not from here, so why does a guy like you take the time to come here this weekend to help Children's Mercy?
Because it is the most noble cause that I know of, that I am lucky enough to have a role participating in year after year. Children's Mercy Hospital and what they do there is so important and so incredible. And when these guys put this thing together and invited me to come and help raise awareness, raise some money, and make sure that Children's Mercy gets to keep doing all the wonderful things they're doing, there was no way I was going to say no. I am so blown away. Every year we come there, we visit the hospital, we see the doctors, the nurses, the kids, their families, and where all of this money goes and who it helps. And it is the most incredible thing, and I'm so lucky to be a part of it.
Nice. But it was Riggle that pulled you in, because everybody said it was Paul Rudd. It seems like everybody threw down Paul Rudd, but how did Riggle get you snagged into Big Slick?
Riggle got me through a former Big Slicker who has just been too busy, I guess, the last couple of years, Horatio Sands.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Horatio was there, I think, the first two or three years, and so when they were way back in 2011, for my first Big Slick, Horatio said to Riggle, "You got to get Levine." And Riggle said, "Yeah, absolutely. I love Levine, and I've known Rob for years." And so he was the man who invited me, and I've been lucky enough to get that invitation from him every year.
Very cool. Sam Levine coming to Big Slick. Sarah Chalk, we know her from Scrubs and her turn on Roseanne. We've been excited to talk to her today as we welcome in Big Slick Day. Sarah, good morning. How are you? How are you feeling today?
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I was so sad to miss last year, but I was making a human.
You were making a human, and now you have two young humans in your life.
I do.
I was like, wait, that stopped awkwardly. I was like, you were making a human what? I didn't get it at first. I'm like, wait, making a human with centipede? I don't know what's going on here.
I was going to, but those are very hard to care for, and it just seemed like too much work. So I actually made a human little girl.
Yeah, well, that's better. I've seen those movies. It's awful.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. That's what actually turned me away. I saw what was Jeff Goldblum's movie?
Like The Fly?
The Fly, yes, The Fly. The Fly, and that was the turning point. I was maybe in grade 7, and my friend was having a sleepover in her RV, in her driveway. It was parked in the driveway, and we were all like 11 years old. We watched The Fly, and I think I had nightmares for like 5 years.
By the way, I'm glad that I'm not the only one who had a driveway RV birthday party. How do we have this in common? This is great. We rented one when I was a kid to go. We went to Disney World, and so they rented an RV, and before we left, we had my birthday. It's in August, and we all watched, well, Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the movie we watched, not The Fly.
A better choice.
But we all stayed in the RV, so that's very interesting. Glad I'm not alone. I've never met anybody else who did that.
I haven't either. I feel bonded now. That is amazing.
Now, what are you most excited about this weekend? Are you a good bowler? Are you good at softball? How is this going to go for you?
No, neither. I'm terrible at all of those things. Big Slick is the only thing I'm an alumni of. I'm very, very excited and proud of it because sports were not my strong point growing up. I skied because I grew up in Canada, but that was about it. I tried out for every team sport and finally had to go into race walking and shot put because it was the most underattended sport. And I just wanted to go to the track meet. So I was like, what do I have to sign up for that will actually let me come to the track meet? And so I found my niche in race walking and the most embarrassing sport on the planet.
Well, now I want to bring a shot put because Eric Stone Street was also a shot putter. I went to high school with him and we were on the track team together. So maybe we can have a little side contest going on with you guys throwing a shot put.
Totally. I'm in. I'm definitely not a strong shot putter. This is the only reason I could go, if for some reason nobody at Cleveland Elementary wanted to sign up for shot put. So that was the team that I could get onto. All I wanted was the 4x100 relay, which was like the cool kids team. Couldn't make the A team, the B team, or the C team. So I shot put. But yes, I'm in for a rematch.
Well, it sounds like, though, you'd be one heck of a mall walker.
I am. Oh, yeah. Don't try and race me to get that hoodie that's on sale, because I'm there. I'm winning that one.
Now, what is your original connection to Big Slick? Which of the five Kansas City native guys got you into this?
It was Rob Riggle.
Okay.
He's the best ever. So when he says, you know, come to Kansas, this is what we're doing, we all go. And then from the minute that I got there and I got to walk into Children's Mercy and meet all the kids, I said, I'm in every year. Just let me know, you know, what day. And then obviously last year I was making a human girl, not centipede, and did not get to come. But it's really staggering, and it's amazing to see every year the difference that it makes and what is happening in the hospital and how Big Slick has been able to contribute.
Do you have?
And I think it all started out, I feel like Rob Riggle was like, let's try and make $50,000.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, gone up every year to, you know, and that's what's so cool too, is to fly in and to see how the entirety of Kansas City comes together to make this happen. It's quite emotional. It's really amazing.
Do you happen to have any of your wardrobe left from Scrubs that you might bring that into the hospital and, you know, perhaps play around a little bit?
The only thing I have is I have a tiny, tiny, tiny pair of Scrubs that was given to Frankie, and I am not going to be able to squeeze into them. but maybe they will have a lab coat there that I could borrow, and it make me feel like home, feel like my blankie.
And I have to ask, they're doing a Roseanne revival. Are you going to be a part of this? Is this actually happening?
It is actually happening, and I'm very excited to be a part of it, yes.
Can you tell us anything, like when, where? Are you coming back as Becky? What's happening?
I'm not coming back as Becky, so the original Becky is going to be Becky.
Yes.
The part was played by Lisa Goranson, and she will be Becky, and then I will be another part, which I would share with you and give you the inside scoop first, and I don't know what it is yet, so I can't.
No, but you can, right. Is it the case where they're like right now feverishly writing stuff? Like, yes, we got the green light. Let's go put some stories together.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. So I'm super excited. I mean, I was, 16 at the time when I went on the show, and I think it will be so, I think it'd be fun to go back and see everybody and do some more episodes of that show. I think it's extremely timely right now to go back and spend time with that family. I think it's very, just with everything that's happening in the world right now, I think it'll be a very interesting time to dive into some of the stories.
We're so excited for Roseanne. We're even more excited that you're coming back to Kansas City and being
Thank
a part
you.
Of Big Slick.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Get the softball ready, and we'll see you there. Sarah Chalk, everybody on the show. Sarah, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'll bring my softball.
Perfect. Yeah. Saturday Night Live and the star of the sitcom The Last Man on Earth. It is Mr. Will Forte. How are you doing?
It's going good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can you hear me all right? I'm having to call you on my way into work.
Yeah, they said you're getting in the car. You driving, or do you have somebody to take you around?
Oh man, I drive myself.
You do? No, that's awesome.
Like
that's great.
Donald Trump. Doesn't Donald Trump, he drives himself. That was one of the things they said. Took a while for him to get used to, because he likes to drive himself, right? But I don't think they let you drive very much when you're president.
No, I don't think so. I think they keep a handle on that stuff. But hey, you like driving, so that's good.
I love driving.
Like, what kind of driver are you? Manual, stick shift?
I've had a stick in my life, but I also like to eat when I drive.
Oh,
and it just, having a stick and trying to do anything besides just driving is great. I love doing other things while I drive.
That's a good point. You know, I can't actually drive a stick. People have tried to teach me over the course of my lifetime, and I just can't do it.
Oh, that's funny. It's like one of those things. It's the moment you get it right the very first time, then it makes sense for the rest of your life. But it's just you have to get that perfect amount of pressure. I mean, I can't imagine. You must not be a very good helicopter pilot.
No. Kicked out of the Air Force. It was bad all around. Absolutely. Well, hey, we are looking forward to seeing you back here in Kansas City for another round of Big Slick.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back.
This year, we have had people ask us, are you going to, again, possibly do another duet with Jason Sudeikis? Are you going to show off the pipes this year?
I will always do whatever I'm asked. I always will tell him, if you want to sing a song, I'm ready. I haven't heard anything yet, and I don't know if he's thinking about it and just hasn't told me, and he's going to surprise me, or what. We have so many hours and hours and hours of karaoke practice together under our belts that we could really just kind of do it on the spot. So
wow,
maybe we'll just if one isn't planned, maybe we'll throw together like a minute acapella version of Falling Slowly. That's one of our go-tos.
Oh wow, that's very interesting. It's a very graceful song. REO Speedwagon, you did that before. Is you're all over in your repertoire
we,
then.
We only do the graceful ones.
What would you say then is better? Would you rank your singing ability above your softball playing skills, or kind of where does that fall within the life skills area there?
I think I'm kind of even with both in the kind of low mediocre range. Like I never had any formal training. You know, I did played baseball as a kid, but not even into high school. Like I got scared of the ball. Like I didn't trust these young kids when they started throwing them really fast. I realized like, oh, this is trouble, because I'm a slow reactor. And singing, like I hated singing. I was never really. I took one chorus class in high school, which was, you know, I was one of like 100 people. So like, you know, I didn't really even have to sing because the songs would go on whether I was singing or not. But then something happened when I went to the Groundlings, which is where I started doing comedy in Los Angeles. You would be forced into these improv singing classes improv singing scenes. And I had so much fun. And then I just started, I kind of learned to harmonize. And it's one of my favorite things to do. So I like can technically hit every note that I'm trying to hit, but they don't sound great coming out of my mouth. So it's kind of like my softball. I can get hit, but you know, my form is all crappy and you know, I don't have a rocket arm.
Well, that's okay.
And I look sexy doing it. I mean, I think it's pretty well acknowledged that I'm the sexiest of all of the Big Slick members, right?
Rudd
would freely acknowledge that. It's a it gets to be a problem.
We're talking with Will Forte here on the show, and before I know we got time is short. Before we let you go, you did mention you're on your way to work. Are you going to Last Man on Earth? Are you taping now, or what is it you're working on?
It is Last Man on Earth, but we're not shooting it yet. We're in the writing stage, so it's. We have some really fun stuff planned, but it's really early. We start shooting it July 31st.
Okay. So you're just kind of getting it rolling now. Yeah. So that's cool. Well, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time. We'll let you get back to the work there. And as we've been telling to all the people, because most of the Big Slick guys have been coming through the show here, first off, we just kind of passed along on a serious note on behalf of Kansas City and of Children's Mercy, which is such a big part of our town here. Thank you for giving of your time and for coming here and for doing this for the kids.
It is my pleasure. You know, one of the it is something that is really important to all of us who come and are a part of it. You know, one of the things we get to do is to go to the hospital and meet the kids, and it is a very just life changing experience getting to see these kids, and it's really easy to come and help out. When you see who it's for. I mean, these are just little angels. So, you know, my pleasure, and thanks for having us. Thanks for supporting the show and getting the word out.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure. Will Forte, everybody, here for Big Slick Weekend coming up at Kauffman Stadium. Will, thanks a lot, man. Take care, and we'll see you here in KC.
Thanks very much. See you soon.
David, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking up dog pictures right now.
I'm sorry. You're all
no, it's okay. Shaylee's like, what kind of dogs do you have? Where are they? Did you bring them in?
Yeah. I didn't.
Cassie Joy brought her puppy in.
I know. I'm slipping. There's our Scotty. There's Dubs.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
See?
Cutest pet contest.
Oh, my
gosh. We just had that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So I love Scotty.
Let's just talk about dogs.
Yeah, forget Big Slick. Forget your new thing. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Whatever. Kind of looks like Chewbacca, like the mask.
Yeah, a little bit.
But the dogs didn't even come to Kansas City, right?
No, they did not. They stayed at home in Nashville, and they're happier that way. They don't like traveling as much.
You guys drove in yesterday from Nashville?
We drove in yesterday. Went out. My brother just turned 30, mm-hmm. so we took him out last night. We went to the beer kitchen.
Oh, nice!
Down
great.
Here,
yeah.
Had an awesome dinner and went back to my folks' house and crashed. And now I'm here.
And you are going to practice today, right? You're going to the batting cage?
I talked about this off air. I felt like at some point I should probably prep for the softball game tomorrow.
Well,
so I'm going to take my nephews out to a batting cage today and brave the 95-degree heat and see if I can't figure this thing out.
Right. You got to get in training mode, man.
Yeah. At some point.
Although,
right?
I'll tell you, because we've had most of the Big Slick celebrities on our show this week, and almost all of them say they have no athletic ability. Like, they say that's just not their thing. They tried out for teams when they were growing up. They're not athletic.
Based on last year, a few of them are short-selling themselves. It was more competitive last year than I think I anticipated going in. Yeah. Which I like. I'm like uber competitive. So I figure I'll come a few years and then I'll start showing that side of myself where I just get mad when somebody messes up. You know what I mean?
You knocked a home run last year.
Yeah, I did. And my favorite part of last year was I hit the home run. Then I go back up to the plate feeling real good about myself. And then I pulled a hamstring.
Oh, no.
So stop while you're ahead, man.
My goal this year is just to remain healthy and not on IR. So
they're like, that'll teach you, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
But you had the Chewbacca mask last year.
I did.
You had the benefit of the mask.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. It allowed me to focus in, I think. So we'll have to figure out another mask or something this year.
Well, and I had a Darth Vader mask I was going to bring in. We have a giraffe onesie you could have worn. I had all kinds of options.
I don't know about that giraffe onesie. I'm not sure on that one.
That might restrict his movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Would it help if I bring a puppy?
Always. Okay. Yeah. See, now we're back on dogs. I like
it. Sorry.
Yeah, right. It all
this
circle.
Is good. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So you'll be out there tomorrow night, and then do you do everything Saturday, the bowling tournament, the auction, you're at everything?
Yeah, I kind of jumped in head first last year. They were nice enough to have me out, and I loved it. So this has kind of been circled on the calendar since. So, I'll doing the bowling, doing the softball, watching the Royals game, doing all the hospital visits I get to perform on Saturday night at the
show. Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm excited.
We talked to Will Forte because he and Sudeikis did an REO Speedwagon karaoke song last year.
So good.
And so, you know, this year I said, well, you know, are you going to perform this year? And he goes, well, the fallback is that we sing a very graceful version of Falling Slowly. So just know that he and Sudeikis have that in the can, apparently.
I think after the first year, I just now know to keep my phone just like on standby at all times. That was magical last year. It was so good.
Was it last year that you did the Prince cover, or has that been a couple years now?
That was last year, because last year was my first year.
Oh, okay.
So, I did Prince last year, and I'm going to try something this year. I'm nervous about it, because I haven't done it this way yet. So this will be like a world premiere of whatever this is.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out Monday morning, then, right? And, you know, make some headlines there. I like that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new single, because you just sent us the new single. It's not out today. It's out tomorrow, right?
It's out tomorrow, yeah. New single's Give Me Heartbreak. Serendipitous, you know, it comes out during Big Slick Weekend. So, I'd recorded this a few months ago, and just really excited about the song. You know, the trigger word for all of this is new. I mean, it's new sound, new energy, new direction, new vibe, new all that. And the song, wrote it real quick. It was like a 20-minute write, which usually
really
projects good things, hopefully. Knock on wood in a Batman mask.
Fake wood somewhere here.
Yeah. So, really excited about it, and had a chance to play it live a few times back in May. We played at the Voodoo Lounge when we came through. So, got great response. I just broke your chair, and we'll see.
Does it scare you when a song comes so easy like that?
Yeah.
Presumably, and you're like, oh gosh, I don't know. Maybe I should go back and look at this again.
Yeah, because it means it's either really good or really bad. Right. So we're either releasing a really good song or a really bad song. How's that for a sales pitch?
Hey, right? There you go. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I'm just hearing it for the first time because we literally just got it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got it in email. Let's take a listen real quick. It's a reaction. You're like the drug inside my vein. Another working distraction. One more shot of Novocaine. You're death in a black dress. I'm the puppet that's hanging from your string. You're my favorite madness. Change a thing. Give me the heartbreak. Give me the heartbreak. Bring on the hurt. Put in the work, baby. Don't try to fight it. Tell me you want me. It's David Cook's new single, Give Me Heartbreak. It's out tomorrow.
You will not find four people with more diverse musical taste than the four of us. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Shaylee,
yeah.
I like it.
I'm in.
Yeah,
right. That's great.
Joey,
so everybody listening in Kansas City has to let me know what they say after I leave. But so far,
no.
We're good.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, really. It's got
thank
a
you
good
very much.
Sexy vibe. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you still get little butterflies when you're about to, like, kind of give birth to a new song and you're going, man, this is about to hit the public consciousness and what's going to happen to it?
I'm a little nauseous right now. I'm glad I didn't know you were going to play it right that second. So I think anytime we put out new music, it's nerve-wracking just because it's such a personal experience. I think going through the writing and recording process, you feel like you have to put so much of yourself into these songs in order to make them feel genuine. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, hey, everybody, listen to this and judge it and me and.
Yeah.
Here's a piece of myself I'm going to lay bare to you in front of the world.
I try to make sure, like, before anybody else hears a song, that it's kind of passed my litmus test. I figure if I'm cool with it, then at least one other person's going to be okay with it. Yeah. So that may be my mom. But
No, I was just going to say our text line's going crazy.
All right.
5038, thank you so much for having David Cook on. Love this new single.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
You can thanks, text Dad. Us. Appreciate it.
You recognize that number.
Yeah,
that
was your nephew.
All right. Well, hey, man, we certainly appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
And thanks for giving us a little peek there behind the window of the song, and wish you all the best tomorrow.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say, you know, to everybody listening, support Big Slick, support Children's Mercy Hospital. You know, having a chance to have done it last year, and I'm fortunate enough to get to do a few charity events throughout the year, and rarely do you get to see tangible proof that what the organization represents is pious and doing amazing. I mean, that is such an awesome place doing awesome things. So please support them, support Big Slick, and come out and have a good time this weekend.
I think one of the easiest ways to do that at this point is to go to charliehustleshop.com, and you can buy that limited edition Big Slick t-shirt, which is a really great shirt, and the money goes to Children's Mercy.
Absolutely. Yes. What she said.
Well, those were just a few of the great celebrities that were in town for Big Slick 2017. Our thanks today to Sarah Chalk, Sam Levine, David Cook, and Will Forte. By this time, today, the celebrity auction is over. All the live and silent auction items have gone. All of the performances have been had. The softball game has been done. But the lasting thing that will be left here in Kansas City after these celebrities take leave of us and go back to their homes is that they helped out the children in Children's Mercy Hospital. How much money has been raised this weekend? It's too early to tell, but just know that over the past 7 years, $4.5 million has been put towards Children's Mercy Hospital thanks to Big Slick. The very first year, the goal was $50,000. I'm saying that they have outdone themselves far and above that for sure. KC Close Up is a 2017 production of Steel City Media and KC 102.1. A full list of the issues described in this program and talked about over the past year can be found in our public file, available through our website, or you can view it in person at our main studio location at 508 Westport Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64111, during normal business hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, excluding holidays. If you have an idea for a future show or somebody who would like to appear as a guest on this show, please contact me, Brian Truda, through the website, kc1021.com, or BTRUTA, B-T-R-U-T-A, at steelcitymedia.com. A rebroadcast of this show in podcast form can be found on iTunes. Search for Casey Close Up or The Show with Jen and Truda or Casey 102.1 on iTunes. And we'll see you back here Sunday mornings on 94.1 KFKF and Casey 102.1. Once again, for all of us here at Steel City Media, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you on The Show and Jen and Truda tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. live.